Hello, this is Dr. McCleary, coming to you from Blog Talk Radio. Today is Friday, March 11th, and we're going to end our segment in learning how to move on and recover and bouncing back from disappointments. And so we want you to know that life is faith and things happen to all of us. So we don't want to take our disappointments personally. But the segment is wanting to show you and guide you and help you to move on. Let's get up and move on. I want to leave you with 8 more points today on moving on and recovering, and pass this message on to some of your friends that can help them to move on. It is time to move on and get connected with the journey. God has great things for you. It is not over because disappointment came. You know, hurt came. We cried a little, but nevertheless, we still have life in us. God is the giver of life, and he gives us life. And the Bible says he gives us joy, and then he gives us mercy and peace, which is like to do every morning. He renews our strength every day. And so today you have new strength, and tomorrow you will too. So let's continue with the journey, all right? I want to talk to you a few minutes. I'm defining your success on your own terms. You have that ability to do that. Failure is a subjective term. It's a subjective term. If you have very rigid ideas of what it means to be successful, you will often feel disappointed. If there's one thing that is for certain, and I know this in life, it's that nothing is certain. Nothing is certain. So why pin your senses or your time or self-worth to something that may or may not happen? Because nothing is really certain. So you have the ability, the power within, to define success on your own terms. What does success look like to you? Not what it looks like to other people, but what it looks like to you. And then find the value in failure, because we're going to have many of them. Like I said in my segment before, I got so many no's until I just had to determine to say, you know what? No don't mean no. It's just a standstill where I have to regroup and revalue, refocus, determine the direction that I'm going in, take that no for a yes, I can, and keep it moving. So get your own little slogan that you might need to have in life and use it to your advantage. If you're looking for a job and you've gone on an interview and things like that, and it seems like you're not going to get it because you failed the interview or whatever, you know, look at it as a learning lesson. Sometimes there are other people who are just overly qualified than you. You know, if you thought that they should have called you and they didn't, maybe it's because you just weren't in the right place. It wasn't your season to have that job. So, you know, sometimes not getting what you want is a wonderful stroke of luck. Sometimes when I really want something really bad and I thought about it, I'm like, you know what, I thank God I didn't get it. So find the value in failure. It is not that you fail, but you're learning how to balance life, learning how to balance rejection, learning that it's not all because of anything you've done, but you got to remember we're in a competitive world. We're not an island. We're not an island. So people have their feelings and their emotions of why they choose what they choose. And I would like to say it like that. Give everybody the opportunity to right to choose, even if they don't choose you. Because you know and I know we choose people and friends that maybe someone else would not have chosen. So let's keep an open mind when we are evaluating our situation when it comes to failure. So just be encouraged. I believe that the greatest achievement in life is to choose to be empowered. I believe that's the greater, to me, that's the one of the greatest achievements. I always say the power of one. You must empower yourself, not paralyzed by disappointment. And many times people just stop, they get paralyzed. But you can't do that. You have to empower yourself, okay? There's no greater success than the ability to take responsibility for your joy. You and I are responsible for being happy. So not someone else. Well, they shouldn't have done me. That's them. But you have the power from within to empower yourself to go on. And so just remember that, you know. Number three is act on what you've learned. There are things that once you come out from recovery and you're in that place where you're meditating and thinking, like I said, put those thoughts in place. Think about things that you've learned that you are not going to do again. Not in a negative way, but in a growing way. I have learned that this does not work for me. I have learned that this is not good in this season. In other words, I'm going to put on my spirit of discernment. And as you grow, your discernment grows. Sometimes we make decisions because we are immature. I made an awful decision. And the person that I had to come on my program, she said, this is what she said. She said, this vineyard is not for you. In other words, I didn't know how to do it. And God knows I didn't. And I will never do that again. I took her criticism as not so much, not a criticism, but the truth, what she said was, this vineyard is not for you. You can't do this. But there are people who know how to get certain things done, and because they have a lot of insight on it, and when they have it, they have it. And they can't teach it to you. It's something that is made from within. So I would recommend that on your time of recovery, what is inside of you that works well with you? Use your God-given empowerment that works good for you. Not what works good for the person next to you, not what works good for your cousin, your sisters, your friends, but what works best for you. What gift, that sweet spot that God has given you that you can now look at again and say, you know what, I've learned some things, I'm strengthened, and then work in that area and move forward, because I do believe that God has something greater for you in this time in your life, because you're coming out of something that now that you can reevaluate and learn from that and move forward to do something greater. And that thing that you might have ran into that stopped you, you've overcame that. Now there's nothing blocking you. So you can move further and go on and do all the things that God has have you to do. So that means acting on your learn, or acting on what you've learned. You know, on the other hand, we know that when we consider, you know, sometimes we have to be in considerations of others, you know, and you have to be in consideration of others. But one of the things that I do know that's important, that you have to be consistent. And I wrote on my blog talk, the race is not given to the swift, not a battle to the strong, but to them that hold out in the end. And the holding out are those who learn how to be consistent. Many people don't have that DNA. They don't have that character to be consistent. They'll try it one time. They'll try it two times. And if it doesn't work the third time, they're out. I've sat around the tables with people, like I've said, I'm a grant writer. And if that proposal don't work, they'll tell me in a minute, well, you know what, I wouldn't do that. But you got to keep going at it, because I said this in Atlanta one time. I was in my hotel room. And people were talking about success, and they wanted me to come because I had a success story on some projects that I did. And I said, Lord, what is success? And I thought about it, and the Spirit just spoke. He said, success comes to those who don't quit. There's really nothing about being successful, that someone got a magic wand. Those people who are successful, or you look at that they have accomplished what they want to accomplish, they just didn't quit at it. And that's the bottom line. You can't quit when you come from recovery this time. You have to be consistent and stay consistent and move on and do all that God has called you to be. Now, to create any kind of positive change, you're going to have to be consistent. Or if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, you're going to be that person that's insane. So you're going to have to create some positive changes and be consistent. In other words, you're consistent in that, but you made some changes to go forth and keep doing what you're doing. But if you keep doing the same thing over and over again because you're saying you're being consistent, no, you're insane. Because you can't do the same thing over and over again and get the same results. So you have to make changes. You have to be consistent and at the same time have positive changes in order to help you reach your destiny and your goal. You know, now this is true, but unfortunately, there is no magic want a formula, you know, for creating a life, with visibility that you have. There's no one can tell you what to do or what to keep doing and what to do different. We have to just sort of grasp this. We have to understand when it's time to stop doing it, when it's time to do. You have to be responsible for making those changes. And I know sometimes when people will, I'll quote what Bill Cosby said. He said, I don't know the formula for success, but I know the formula for failure. And that's trying to help everybody. And God knows I have been guilty in that area. I failed so many times because we feel that we have to be God for people sometimes. And that's not God's way. You can't be God for everybody. And you can't answer everybody's problem. And even though I know, I do understand that what happens, people will say, well, she didn't help me and they didn't help me. And you get this guilt feeling. Well, you can't. Because there are things that each person must be responsible for themselves. No one will say, I got successful because so-and-so did this. Someone may be in the way of your life that maybe will give you a lending hand or a helping hand. But at the end of the day, you push that cart or you push that vision to the place God has called you to do it. And so make sure that you find yourself using your what you've learned and moving on with what you know. And, you know, if you get some help, fine. But if you don't, you got to keep going. Focus on the process and not the results. Focus on the process. Focus on that. Just because you didn't reach the specific goal you set out to be, that doesn't mean you can't still do what you like to do. It's not over. Just because you didn't create one specific outcome, it's not over. If you keep doing what you love, you will inevitably identify the new possibilities that will fulfill you. You will. And so you got to keep that in mind, that you just got to keep doing it. So it doesn't mean that you're going to stop. It doesn't mean you're going to settle. You know, it doesn't mean that you're going to not go for it, but you need to do this. Okay. Another benefit is adopting a positive, a process. You have to adopt a process. How am I going to make this work? Oh my God, my time is just about to run out, but how am I going to make this work? And so you're going to have to identify some type of process that you really want to set some goals. It doesn't mean you need to stop setting goals and measuring your process toward them. You know, it just means let each step fuel your sense and meaningful of joy. Let whatever you do fill you with joy. Just fill you and get you excited, you know, and accomplishment. Get excited about when you finish today. I'm good at making a list. And when I finish that list, it doesn't mean how great it is, how small it is. I'm so happy that I got that done. Not so much the results, but I got everything done I wanted to get done today. And, you know, and do this. Accept that it isn't always personal. I love that. It's not personal. Sometimes we take things too personal. We don't want to take things personal, okay? As much as we would like to believe, sometimes we just don't want to make it personal. Just see it as your purpose in life and what God is calling you to do, and then move on forward with that. But don't make life so personal, okay? And then last but not least, but I want to say, because I'm running out of time, I'm going to skip number 7. So you have to find opportunities, you know, in adversity. Find opportunity in adversity. The things that look, that made you hurt and cry, look at those very things, go back and revisit it, and find some opportunity in what happened to change everything. I've done that several times. The reason why I think I am successful in other things, I went the opposite from what someone said. And the adversity caused me to think different. And so I thought about it in a different way, which might have been distasteful to others, but it became my success. Because when people are talking about you, it makes you important. And people begin to look at your work or what you're doing, and they see something different. So listen, when adversity comes, don't get so offensive. Listen, learn, and act in a positive way against adversity, and you're going to see things happening. I love you. I got to go. Bye. Take care. God bless.